insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 28th till the 30th verse of Surah Ankabut, and we'll be back with our explanations.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ولوطا إذ قال لقومه إنكم لتأتون الفاحشة ما سبقكم بها من أحد من العالمين.
And mentioned Lot when he said to his people, "Indeed, you commit such immorality as no one has preceded you with from among the worlds."
أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ وَتَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلَ وَتَأْتُونَ فِي نَادِيكُمُ الْمُنْكَرُ فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا اْتِنَا بِعَذَابِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ.
Indeed, you approach men and obstruct the road and commit in your meetings every evil. And the answer of his people was not but that they said, "Bring us the punishment of Allah if you should be of the truthful."
قال رب انصرني على القوم المفسدين.
He said, "My Lord, support me against the corrupting people."
So, brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, after stating a part of life story of Abraham, in these verses, the Holy Quran refers to a part of life story of his contemporary prophet Lut alayhi salam, and it says, وَلُوطًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. And remember Lut, Prophet Lut, when he said to his people, "Verily you commit a lewdness which none of the people of the worlds has ever done before you." Now, this prophet told his people, "إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ." And the Arabic word fahisha, or lewdness, as was mentioned before, is derived from the word fuhsh, which originally means any word or saying which is very ugly, very sharp, and very actually biting. And here, it ironically means sodomy. It is clearly understood from the Quranic sentence saying, "which none of the people of the world has ever done before you," مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ min al-alamin, that this ugly and shameful action, at least in the public and general form, had not been done among no nation and group prior to this nation. Around the qualities of the people of Lut, as it has been recorded, that one of the main factors of their pollution in this action was that they were some miser people. So that was what caused them to actually reach this level of lewdness. Their cities were on the way of caravans of Syria, And by this action unto some of their guests and travelers, they caused them to become hateful to them. But the desire of sodomy strengthened among them, and they were accustomed to it, even among themselves. However, they carry both the burden of their own sin and the burden of the sin of those who will follow their action in future, without that their sin may be decreased anything, because they were the founders of this ugly and evil deed. And we all know that in Islamic tradition, whoever creates a tradition, he will share the acts of those who continue committing it. And this is very important, and that has been highly emphasized in Islam. We will be having a break and we'll be back.
وَلُوطًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ
So, as you were with us, dear listeners, we were discussing the 28th and 29th verses of Surah An-Kabut. Now, in the 28th verse, we said that Prophet Lut told his people, this kind of thing, this kind of lewdness that you're committing, no one in the world has ever committed before you. Now, Prophet Lut continues and says in the 29th verse, أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالِ وَتَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلِ وَتَأْتُونَ فِي نَادِيكُمُ الْمُنْكَرِ Do you approach males and cut the way of natural matrimony and you commit dishonor in your assemblies? This is what Prophet Lut actually asked them right after he mentioned that you are إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ After saying that, he asked them this question. Do you approach males? Do you cut the way? Now, in the middle of this part of the verse, it says, وَتَأْتُونَ فِي نَادِيكُمُ الْمُنْكِرِ You commit dishonor in your assemblies. What's the meaning of nadi? The Arabic word nadi is derived from nada, in the sense of public meeting. And this word is sometimes used with the sense of a pleasure center and to call, since people there usually call each other. Now, the Holy Quran regarding this part of the verse has not explained here that what kind of lewdness they used to commit in their meetings, but without saying it, it could be evident that there were some deeds consistent to their own ugly action. And as some records written in history books indicate, they were used to exchange some abuses and ugly biting words between them. Anyway, they used to beat at the backs of each other with their palms. They gambled. They had some childish plays. In particular, that they threw pebbles into each other and to the wayfarers even. They played the kinds of musical instruments, and that's how the situation of their society in total was. A tradition from Umhani, from the Prophet ﷺ, indicates that in answer to the question about you commit dishonor to your assemblies, Prophet said they used to throw pebbles toward whoever passed by and they mocked them. Brothers and sisters, we will continue our discussion regarding these three verses in the next episodes. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry, and this went fix.